You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
Blair, if you scrape those peas off two at a time, you'd get done twice as fast.
I wish I could make this garbage last forever.
A date with Barnett Thornwood III can't be all that bad.
He is the ultimate nerd.
His teeth are crooked. His arms are stringy. His hands are clammy. Heavy nerd factor.
Then why are you going out with him?
It's a family responsibility. Our fathers are business associates. Originally, they wanted us to get married, but I managed to talk them down to one date a year. Although last year, I had to cancel at the last minute because of bad weather conditions.
Oh, how bad?
Partly cloudy.
You mean this guy's been waiting to take you out since 1980?
I can't believe time has gone by so fast.
Well, maybe this year you'll go someplace fun.
I'm taking him to my father's steel mill. They're dedicating a new blast furnace.
Maybe you'll have a good time.
Fat chance, Mary Sunshine. The high point of the evening is a concert of chamber music played by steel workers.
I can't bear to go through this alone.
Hey, guys, come on. You want to move in? My soap suds are dying in the sink.
Yo. Hey, good buddy.
I am going to a very special, probably very enjoyable function this evening. Thought you just might like to share it all with me.
What's the function?
Well, if you're going to be a stickler for details, forget it.
Wow, hey, get a look at her.
Whoa.
Why, thank you, girl. Ooh.
Mrs. Garrett, that is a magnificent copy of De La Renta.
Well, if it's so magnificent, why do you think it's a copy?
My mother has the original.
You look absolutely smashing.
Oh, thanks. Girls, could you just finish up the tables? My friend's going to be here any minute.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Garrett. She won't think you're a sloppy housekeeper.
What makes you so sure my friend is a she? Oh, gosh. Did you pick up in the lounge?
Yes.
All the games put away?
Yes.
All the magazines straightened?
Yes.
Oh, well, I better just check, just to be sure.
Well, Miss...
Girls. Mrs. Garrett's friend is a he.
Not necessarily. She just said, what makes you think my friend is a she? That doesn't really mean it'll be a he. Frankly, I don't think it will be.
Excuse me. Is Edna Garrett here?
Although I could be wrong.
Ernest! Eddie!
Eddie?
You look so great.
You're not looking so bad yourself.
It's been so long.
Oh. It's been too long.
I wonder how long it's been.
Oh, I'm sorry, girls. I want you to meet Ernest Melbourne, my friend.
How you doing? Joe Polnicek.
Joe, the motorcycle rider. I used to ride him myself.
No kidding. Where'd you ride?
Outdoors, mostly.
He's sharp. I like him.
So do I.
I'm Tootie.
Tootie, how
and,
are you?
And she's Natalie.
Natalie?
Hi.
I'd like to introduce Blair Warner.
Of the New York Warners. A pleasure, I'm sure.
Enchanted.
Of course you are.
Uh, Yes, well, we're going into the lounge now.
Okay.
We are going into the lounge. You are not.
Oh, I get you, Mrs. G. We've got stuff to do upstairs.
What stuff?
Stuff. Come on. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
See you later. Make yourself at home.
Thank you.
If you like, you can use my Monopoly game. Oh, we'll be upstairs.
Here you go, honey. Fresh veggies and yogurt dip.
Oh, you shouldn't have gone to all that trouble. I had to settle for my usual cheese puffs and those wonderful little meatballs with the colored toothpicks.
Looks like life's been really good to you these last 10 pounds.
Don't worry. A couple of days you're cooking will take it right off.
Eat the broccoli, Ernest.
Oh, you know me, Edna. I eat my way through my problems.
Did you get things straightened out at work?
Yes. Thank you for your letter. It helped me.
Oh, I'm glad.
I told them I'm not a desk man, I'm a salesman, and I'm staying on the road.
Oh, you know, sometimes I get that old wanderlust myself. Mostly it's when the girls are driving me the craziest.
And what I think? I think you need a vacation.
Maybe. It's been a while. I haven't been anywhere since we went to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
When I'm with you, Edna, it's always a vacation for me.
Me too. It's so good having someone to share everything with. I don't know what I'd do without you.
You're a wonderful friend, Edna. And a wonderful woman.
What am I doing? I'm not going to waste real perfume on an ick like Barnett Thornwood III. I know. I'll put vinegar behind my ears.
Guys, hold everything. You won't believe what I just saw. They were kissing.
Who?
Mrs. Garrett and Mr. Melbourne.
No kidding.
Well, good for her.
How can you guys be so calm? He kissed her. On the actual mouth.
So what?
Would you think after a certain age, people were only allowed to kiss on the elbow?
So Mrs. Garrett has a boyfriend.
He's not just a boyfriend. He's a I don't know what I'd do without you person.
Tootie, it's nothing to be upset about. What Mrs. Garrett probably has is a meaningful relationship.
Whatever she has, it's none of our business.
I wonder if she kisses him a lot. I wonder if they're gonna get married. I'm sure she'll want us to be bridesmaids. I don't think I can walk that slow.
I can't stand it. I've got to know what's going on. It's the reporter in me.
Baloney. You're just nosy.
That too. Blair, you could find out. You're good at that.
You're right. I am an expert on male-female relationships. Of course, I'd need some time alone with him.
Well, figure something out, Blair. This is killing me.
This is none of our business.
That's never stopped us before. I just had another one of my brilliant ideas.
I knew she wouldn't let us down. What?
Oh, I just wanted to say goodnight, girls. Mr. Melbourne and I are going out.
Where are you going?
Tootie's just concerned because she knows I was about to invite you to join me at this wonderful affair I'm attending this evening.
You mean the concert at the steel mill?
Please, Mrs. Garrett, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Right. Chamber music played by steelworkers can be like a religious experience. Almost as moving as Look for the Union Label.
Well...
You don't have to go, Mrs. G.
I know. But Ernest does love chamber music. I bet he'd get a kick out of it. I'll go tell him about it. Thank you, Blair.
Oh, no. Thank you.
You know, Blair, this time your brilliant idea actually was.
I can't believe you invited Mrs. G to go along just so you could spy on her.
That is not the reason I invited her. Well, it's not the only reason. This way I won't have to spend the evening with Barnett alone.
It's a great idea, Blair. You'll have the whole evening with Mrs. Garrett and this Melbourne guy.
Yeah. If he's gonna marry Mrs. Garrett and take her away, I wanna know more about him. I wanna know everything about him.
Your young man seems to be late.
Please. Barnett Thornwood III is not my young man.
Yeah, but he is late. At this rate, you'll miss the dedication of the blast furnace.
Oh, that's all right. We don't mind getting to the factory late, do we, Ernest?
No, no, as long as we're there in time for the chamber music.
I cannot believe I'm actually waiting for that nerd. Barnett has never done anything worth waiting for in his entire life. Oh, Mrs. Garrett, thank you so much for coming with us. Being alone with Barnett is more than I could bear.
Well, just think of us as your nerd protection service.
Don't worry, Blair. Ernest and I will stick to you like glue.
Oh, Blair, there's someone out here. I'd just like you to say hello.
Joel, this is not the time.
Oh, all right.
Well, hello. Who might you be?
It's Barnett Thornwood.
Barnett Thornwood?
The third.
Hi, Blair.
Hi.
Like glue, Blair. We'll stick like glue.
Kids, you're gonna love this place. It's the best Mexican restaurant in upstate New York. Thank you.
Señor Melbourne, Señora Garrett.
Carlos.
Bienvenidos. How are you? Your table is waiting.
How's the family, Carlos?
Muy bien, señor Melbourne. Muy bien.
Mrs. Garrett, we'll meet you at the table. Come on, Barnett.
How's your new baby, Carlos?
Oh, he's gotten so big. Let me show you. These were taken last month at Sears.
Alone at last. Oh, Barney. Barney, 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 Barney. How you've changed in 2 years. I wouldn't have recognized you had I tripped over you.
Well, I spent a lot of time at the dentist.
And at the gym. How did you dry up your hands?
Mega vitamins.
You are so improved. Kiss me.
Well, you're in for a real treat, kid.
Carlos taught me everything I know about tacos.
Nothing tops off an evening of chamber music like tortillas and refried beans.
You two come here often?
We try to. We kind of think of it as our place.
So you two have your own place.
Ah, mis amigos. So good to see you. Tonight, Rinaldo's guitar will sing for you. What is your pleasure?
How about playing our song?
So you two have your own song.
To love in friendship.
To friendship in love.
May we always have both.
Both? You have both? How long have you had both?
One more caliente song, aquí en la playa. Siento tu cuerpo vibrar.
So glad you jumped down to be out again this year.
What?
Yes.
What?
Never mind.
Es tu pelo, son tus besos.
Leaving me standing here, and I says, don't come back, I don't care.
Good food.
You bet. As a salesman, I travel a lot, and this is the best Mexican food I've found.
So you travel a lot? How much is a lot?
Too much for my taste. Ernest, the dinner was perfecto. Oh, how I wish I could learn to make that chicken mole. Excuse me. I'm going to see if I can pry that recipe out of Carlos. Don't leave without me.
She's a wonderful woman.
She certainly is. You really are, Blair. Now that you've noticed me, I hope this will be the start of something wonderful.
Oh, Barnett. Hold that thought. So, how long have you and this wonderful woman known each other?
Oh, about 6 years. On the East Coast.
What?
Well, we saw each other out west, too. And our paths did cross briefly in Calcutta.
You crossed in Calcutta?
You know, when I think about it, Edna and I go back a long way. Almost 15 years.
15 years? You've known Mrs. Garrett for 15 years?
Give or take.
Don't you think a 15-year engagement is a little excessive?
Oh, no, wait a minute, young lady. We're not talking engagement here. Marriage is not my style.
You mean you and Mrs. Garrett have spent 15 years... dating?
That's right.
I did it! Ah, I did it! I got the recipe from Carlos. So the next time you're in town, I'll be waiting with a light in my window and a chicken mole in my pot.
Oh, Edna, you spoil me.
She's spoils him. She cooks for him.
Blair?
She probably does his laundry.
What?
Come on, girls. Up, up. We have serious things to discuss. You too, Joe. Mrs. Garrett is in the throes of a personal tragedy.
You're gonna be in the throes of a personal tragedy if you don't shut off that light.
Joe, put a pillow over your face. This is important. What'd you find out? Mrs. Garrett and that Melbourne man have been dating for 15 years.
15 years? That's longer than I've been alive.
Blair, where exactly do you see this heading?
Nowhere, Natalie. Nowhere. It's all so tawdry. Mrs. Garrett waits for him, smiling through her tears, hoping that each time he breezes through town, he'll ask her to marry him.
And he won't?
Never.
Never.
Ever. He told me so. He said, marriage isn't my style. The sleaze.
Then why is Mrs. Garrett hanging on to a man who'll never marry her?
Because Mr. Melbourne may be her last chance.
Well, we'll have to find her another last chance. Fast, before her time runs out.
I don't believe I'm hearing this. Is this real life or is this a nightmare?
Both. Joe, we have to do something to help Mrs. Garrett.
Why?
Because she has no future with this man. And she's not getting any younger.
It's so sad. Mrs. Garrett is waiting to catch her last train to happiness.
And what she doesn't know is, it's not stopping at her station. Not even the caboose.
Mrs. Garrett's life is not Grand Central Station. Butt out and go to bed.
I cannot believe you are so insensitive.
Blair, one day a decade you care about people. All of a sudden you're Eleanor Roosevelt.
I don't care what you say. I'm putting a stop to this right now.
Girls, it's late. You can tell because everyone else on campus is sleeping.
Mrs. Garrett, I need to talk to you right now.
Can't you wait until tomorrow to make a fool of yourself?
No, I can't. It's about Mr. Melbourne. How can I put this delicately? That creep is ruining your life.
What?
You've got to stop seeing him. He's no good for you.
Well, shouldn't I be the judge of that?
No. Your judgment is clouded. You're a desperate woman.
You're right. I'm desperately trying to figure out what's going on here.
Let him go, Mrs. Gare. Let him chug right out of your station. Take the A train.
Look. One of you better explain to me what you're all talking about.
I'll handle that one. Some people are worried because they think you want to marry Mr. Melbourne and he's not interested. I won't mention any names, but they're all sitting down.
Oh, I'm beginning to understand. So, you think I want to marry Mr. Melbourne?
Sure. He's real nice, and he's kind of cute for an older guy. And you've been dating for years. 15 years! Did you know that?
No kidding! Look, Ernest is a good friend. I trust him. I like him. He makes me laugh.
Well, isn't that grounds for marriage?
For some people. For me, grounds for marriage is wanting to be married. Look, when I go out with Ernest, it's to have a good time. Just like you do, Blair. When you go out with Paul and David and Steve and Bucky and Barnett.
What about your future? We just want you to be happy.
I am happy. I have good friends, wonderful children, and a career I love. Well, now and then, I do feel a little lonely. But it doesn't last as long as the good feeling I have most of the time. Oh, my life is pretty terrific. Yeah, right now, I don't want to change it.
Will you ever get married again?
Sure. If I ever think it'll make my life fuller than it is now, sure.
Well, I'm not quite sure I agree with you. But I guess it is your life.
That's what I've been telling you all day. Now, can we please go back to bed?
Good idea. Good idea. I have to get up early. I've got a breakfast date.
Say hi to Mr. Melbourne for us.
What makes you so sure my date is with Mr. Melbourne?